it's a massively high level of football. You'd see the Premier Division that we're in now is the top level in the country. Probably, you're probably looking at the League of Ireland Premier Division, the League of Ireland First Division, and this is probably the highest level competition outside of the two of them in the country, maybe the Leinster Senior League. So it's a very high level. More than 80% of the players playing at this level in this division have League of Ireland or at least League of Ireland under 20s experience. So yeah, it's a massively high level. The lads will tell you themselves after coming in from first team level, it's no joke, this level of football. And every team is well able to play at this level, has players that are hoping to go on and push to English sides, European sides. So every team you play has a different wrinkle to them, but it's a very high level, yeah. So UCD, of course, massively strong at this level, and it will be their full first division team that we're playing tomorrow. So it's a very high level, and it's huge for the college. It'd almost be equivalent to the Sigerson level or the Fitzgibbon level in the hurling and Gaelic football. So it's a massive final to be a part of.
Tell us a bit about your ATU Sligo team. Sligo Rovers supporters will be familiar with some of the names on your team sheet.
Yeah, absolutely, Anne. Look, when you look at both team sheets, there's a lot of players that have been produced by Sligo Rovers Academy over the last 5 or 6 years playing for ourselves and UCD. So we have a vast majority of the under-20s are here playing for us, and then we have the three lads from the first team, Conor Reynolds, Gareth McElroy, and Kyle McDonough as well. You'll see other lads that have been on the bench for the first team, like Kyle Gabadon, Connor Cannon's names pop up in it. David Jonathan's injured at the moment. You'd recognise his name. He's up at Ballinamallard on loan from Rovers' first team. So, yeah, there's a massive input from the club, and the scholarship scheme here helps that so much as well. When you see that a lot of the lads that are under 20s and looking to break into the first team are eager to come to college here because of the scholarship being available and the chance to go on, be local, train with the first team and play for the first team. So it's a massive involvement from Sligo Rovers and the surrounding areas. We have lads from Bundoran, lads from up that direction in Donegal. We have lads, I think we have 4 Westport lads involved. So massive catchment for the Northwest area. Kind of hit on everyone from, I think we have some, at least one player from every county in Connacht. So massive inclusion for the Northwest in the ATU Sligo squad.
Well, let's bring in one of your Sligo Rovers contingent who's part of the ATU Sligo squad, and that's Conor Reynolds. We'll be very familiar to Showgrounds brethren. Conor, this is a big game for you towards the end of your season in some respects.
Oh, yeah, it's a huge game. We all know how big it is, and the fact that the college hasn't been in the final in a long time, it's definitely been on all our minds, and we've kind of been building towards it. And it's been great just to even be playing in the last few games and everything. It's been a huge help, and we're all loving it, and we're all ready for the game now tomorrow.
You could hardly ask for tougher opponents. UCD were in the promotion mix shake-up for a spell in the first division, so they've got a lot of talent.
Oh, yeah, and we know the task that's ahead. They've been pushing every year really to get into the Premier Division, and obviously we'd be familiar with a lot of the Sligo lads that are there, and it's great competition to get, like when you're even in the off season, just to be playing against such a high level and to be playing in as big a game. Just couldn't ask for much more, and we're just looking forward to having a go at them. And we know that how good of a side we do have, and we're ready for the game that's ahead.
And not much of an off season for you, having just completed your League of Ireland season with Sligo Rovers. You're in the thick of it now on the colleges front.
I think we're all happy just to be playing football, even. We don't like the break, really, so we're happy just to be playing a bit of football, and it kind of keeps the fitness going and everything as well. So we're looking forward to just kind of getting out there. And that's all we know is a big pitch, so we know it's going to be a really tough challenge.